This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by BASF Revitech. I'm Riley Smith. Iowa is a great home for USDA research projects. We'll have more from Iowa Congressman Randy Feenstra right after this.
Imagine having more days of perfect weather, a combine that's more powerful, or even more soybean bushels per acre at harvest. With Revitech fungicide, you don't have to imagine that last one, because it's proven to deliver up to 9.5 more soybean bushels per acre than the competition. With results like that, it's easy to see why Revitech fungicide is the number one recommended fungicide by soybean farmers. Visit Revitech.com and talk to your BASF retailer today. Always read and follow label directions.
As the USDA looks into decentralizing from Washington, D.C., Iowa Congressman Randy Feenstra says some research projects should be moved to Ames. With our state being a natural hub for agriculture, this change would be a great fit for what the USDA is looking for. Feenstra said Iowa State University is already well-equipped to take those projects on.
Yeah, so it's exciting that the USDA is reorganizing under Brooke Rollins, our Secretary of Ag, and she says, hey, you know, we want to relocate out of D.C. We want to decentralize. So when you start looking at that, we have a great research park. We do a lot of research at ISU, and, you know, we've been very passionate to them about saying, hey, being number one when it comes to corn, soy, swine, beef, biofuels, you name it, let's move that to Iowa.
Feenstra said he's hoping to get some progress made on that decision within the next month or so.
We've been working really hard to try to make that happen. We want USDA to be seen as a breadbasket to America, and it starts with Iowa. So we're hoping we get some positive movement in that direction here in the next month or so.
For more information, visit feenstra.house.gov. You can find this story and much more by heading on over to our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, go ahead and sign up for our daily e-newsletter. That way you can get our 5 ag news stories conveniently delivered to your inbox every day. Don't forget as well to check out our free morning, midday, and closing market podcasts, as well as the Iowa Ag Matters podcast and Pod's Potential. Get those from Apple, Amazon, Google, Spotify, and Podbean. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.